Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? I'm Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, welcome to Saturday night. We've got a lot to get to in this big night. General Jerry Boykin will be with us. Kathy Barnett, candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania. Andrew Wilkow, Brooke Raybould, and our musical guest tonight, a big one. He's climbing the charts quickly. Micah Tyler. You're not going to forget him after you see a couple of spectacular performances tonight. Anyway, welcoming you in to a very big Saturday evening. We've got lots going on. And thank you to those of you watching on Biz TV over the air. Brought old-fashioned broadcast television. Also those of you that are on the wireless connections of Roku and Apple TV, we welcome you in as well. And those of you that are listening on some 300 incredible radio stations coast to coast that have taken us and made us the number one most listened to weekend broadcast in the country, we couldn't do it without you. So thank you. I mean, there are a lot of people that would like to be in that driver's chair, but you've made us that, and it's incredible partners and incredible listeners, great partners like KMET in Los Angeles, AM 1490, and WPG Radio in Atlantic City, and everywhere in between. The great Harry Hurley, of course, is the morning guy at WPG, and we just appreciate every single partnership that we have with you coast to coast. I am very, and by the way, if you want on-demand versions of the show after it's over, go to salemnewschannel.com. salemnewschannel.com is where you can get the video following the broadcast each week, and it's easy to access. Let's go to the big board. I want to talk about what we've got on the show tonight. Tonight, I've got a couple of, like, longtime friends that are going to be with us, and we've got a couple of people that I want to introduce to you, but General Jerry Boykin is going to be with us in the next segment. We're going to break down some of the Ukraine stuff, what's going on, and really, has the equation changed in terms of the criminal behavior of Putin to a degree that the international community is going to take it more seriously? I want to ask the general about that. We've also got a longtime friend, Andrew Wilkow, who is a colleague in the talk radio business. He's on Sirius XM every single day. I think it's 12 to 3. I don't have Sirius XM anymore, so I don't know. So don't be mad at me, Andrew. But he made his bones in real radio at WABC here in New York City, and he is now the host at 5 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. He's the host of Wilkow, the TV show. And he's breaking down the biggest stories of the day and kind of giving you the breaking news at 5 p.m. Eastern. And so it's going to be an honor to have him with us tonight. He just had me on his show last week, and I'm so excited that he's been part of the Blaze. He's obviously been part of Sirius XM, and he was, you know, in terms of talk radio, he was everywhere that you could be prior to that. But he's going to join us a little bit later. And then in the second hour, back to the big board, Kathy Barnett, this African-American spark plug is setting the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania on fire. And I got to meet Kathy a number of years ago doing Fox and Friends weekend on Sunday mornings. I had a couple of times when I had a Sunday morning Fox and Friends weekend hit, and I went over there, and she was on the same panel. We got to know each other in the green room, and I've just always been impressed with her and her takes on things. But she is legitimately shaking up the Senate race in the state of Pennsylvania, which, as you know, is of utmost importance. It's one of those battleground states that probably cheated in the 2020 election. And if you have someone like Kathy, who comes from a very different background than where she's arrived to today and how she got there. It's an inspiring story. I can't wait for her to tell you about it. And then that real pretty blonde girl that's on your screen right there, Brooke Raybould. She has just published a brand new children's book. She's a mom. I think she has three. I'll have to go back and check. Maybe two. Anyway, she's a young mom, and she's written this book that is designed to help put American values back into the hearts of American children. And I think it's a great, great concept. And she'll be joining us in the Ladies Lounge along with Kathy Barnett in hour number two. And then, of course, Micah Tyler, who's got a brand new song just bulleting its way up the charts called Walking Free. And he'll get that to us a little bit later this hour, and then he'll be back in hour number two. Now, I want to go to what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. There's been a lot of discussions about what's going on there, and I got a phone call from someone that I really trust earlier today, and I've talked with all of the big generals that you see giving primary analysis on Fox News, General Keane, General Jerry Boykin. He's going to be with us again tonight. I've talked to all of them off air and on air in the last couple of weeks. And I will tell you that the resistance of the Ukrainian people continues to be something that just surprises the world. But the phone call I got earlier today was very uncomfortable, and it was from someone who lived in Russia for a good portion of his career. He happens to be in medicine, but he did some residency in Russia and had some experience with the Russian system. And his sources, some people that he's working with, have had direct contact with some of the people leaving the Ukraine. And some of the stuff that is happening, you can't believe. And it's not just against the Ukrainian people. There are people in Russia that do not know, for example, that Russia has had massive numbers of deaths and casualties. And part of the reason is that they've brought incinerators to the battlefront. And as soldiers die, they are just burning the bodies immediately, and there's no evidence that they were even ever on the battlefield. Russian people are being told that they're suffering almost no casualties at all. And the third thing that my source told me is that in Russia itself, and you've seen some of the breakout, there have been protests at the Kremlin protesting President Putin's decision on all this. There are more than 6,000 Russians now in what used to be gulags for civil disobedience to the president's office or something like that. I don't know what the charge is, but it is very obvious that there is a very wicked and very sinister person in charge of all things Russia. And if you didn't know that about how he was treating his own people, just think about this. This last week, he started using two different types of bombs that he had not been using. And I think we have a graph on both of these. First, the cluster bombs. These things are really, really heinous. They are designed to be released from an aircraft, and as it spins down towards the earth, it breaks open. And what happens is the middle fuselage begins to release, there are just dozens and dozens of these little smaller bombs that just spray across a wide area. And they can end up doing significant damage to essentially three soccer fields put back to back to back to back. And it is devastating. How the impact goes with these cluster bombs, and they cause a lot of devastation. But as bad as that is, they've also begun using thermobaric bombs. They call these things something else than thermobaric. I'm trying to remember what they called them. It's called the vacuum bomb. And what it in essence does is, as it goes towards the ground, it gets a small explosion that releases a cloud of explosive material. So the first explosion releases stuff that's even more explosive. The second explosion ignites the cloud of that explosive material, and this causes a massive blast capable of literally vaporizing human bodies within seconds. And these are some of the weapons that the Russians have begun to use. There have been some film clips on social media that are starting to emerge. CBS News reposted one yesterday of a man from many, many, many miles away that captured the explosions of one of these on screen, and it was devastating to watch what those things could do. Anyway, this is against civilians. This is all war crimes. This is all criminal stuff. And it may be, because I'm saying this stuff, it may be one of the reasons why my website has been under continual assault from Russian hackers. I think they've even tried to interrupt our podcast delivery to Apple. I'm working on that behind the scenes right now. But this is serious stuff, friends. That's why we're on the air. Going to try to help you make sense of it as we go along. All right, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired, one of the first special forces operatives in the U.S. Army, will join us and give us his take on where things stand right now and a little bit later on. Andrew Wilkow, all coming up this hour before we get into the new music spotlight. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome to a very busy edition. We've got a lot to get to, and I'm grateful that you're with us. My next guest said the great equalizer on the battlefield is two things. It's unity or unit cohesion and a purpose. The Ukrainians have both, he says. The Russians, it's very questionable because they've got a conscripted military. The man who said that is Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, 36 years in the U.S. Army, original member of Delta Force. General, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, and I know you've been super busy. I've seen you all over the television in the last few days.
Yeah, it's been a busy time, Kevin, but it's good to be back on with you.
I'm sure. Let me ask real quickly. A couple of days ago, 3 or 4 days ago, actually, towards the beginning of this week, Putin made the decision to start using these really indiscriminate ordinances that have killed now just hundreds and hundreds of people, more than they've officially reported, and many, many, many of them are children. Does this change, does that equation of going after civilians change the rationale, the motivation, the propriety for the international community to relook at this and say, maybe we should be involved in some method, maybe putting a no-fly zone in place, or maybe stopping, him where we can. I'm kind of stretching for words here, but the question is, does him going after civilians in any way change the moral order of how the war is being conducted?
Well, it should, but I don't think it will. Nobody wants to get into a conflict with Russia. And I think that the whole idea of a no-fly zone on the tactical side would probably be very helpful. But on the practical side, I don't think anybody wants to go into a situation where they're going to wind up shooting down Russian planes or anything, because I think we need to recognize that this is a very, very dangerous time. And we certainly could see things unfold that would bring about a major war beyond the borders of the Ukraine.
What do you think would cause that? I mean, obviously, if he decides to go further into actual NATO countries?
Well, I think, for example, if we had a no-fly zone and we started shooting down Russian planes, then I think he would respond. I think that there would. I think we may see some conflict in not only Poland but also up in the Baltic region there. And I think that's what everybody is concerned about. Nobody wants to see this expand. Everybody's heart goes out to the Ukrainian people, and what's happening there is criminal. And ultimately, it won't happen, but ultimately we should recognize that Vladimir Putin is a criminal. He's an international criminal and needs to be brought to before a tribunal, probably in The Hague, and put on trial.
Yeah.
It won't happen because he's a thug and a strong man, but that he needs to be held accountable. The Russian military needs to be held accountable.
Let's bring people up to date. Where does the battle stand right now, and how close is Ukraine to being fully taken over?
Well, they still have a ways to go, the Russians, that is. Down in the south, they're probably having their best success. They've come in out of Crimea there with what they call naval infantry, which we would probably call Marines. But they have taken over about three cities. They're right there. They're on the outskirts of Odessa right now. And I think it's only a matter of probably another day or so that they'll be in full control of Odessa, Mariupol, and a couple of other smaller places. But they're also fighting in Kharkiv, the second largest city, and they have bombed the heck out of that place. They have just, it's been a steady barrage, and there's just a lot of damage there, a lot of kids, non-combatants that are killed there. You can see on YouTube the images of that. They're very graphic and very sad. And then for the capital, they are still sitting in that 40-mile-long convoy that hasn't moved in the last several days.
Well, has it completely broken down? Because the rumors yesterday were that some of the Chinese parts in some of this military equipment have gone completely defunct on them.
Yeah, there are rumors of that. There are rumors of a number of things, and I certainly have no way to verify those things. But yeah. There are also there are rumors that many of the Russian soldiers, which you need to understand, the younger soldiers are conscripts. They didn't sign up for
this. They're drafted.
Yeah, they're drafted. They didn't want to go to war. They certainly don't understand the geopolitics behind it all. And there are other rumors that, they're punching holes in the gas tanks of their vehicles so that they run out of gas and so are consequently stalled, that they're surrendering without a fight. A number of things. Just some of them are just walking away and turning themselves in to the Ukrainians. So I think the Russian military is in array. I think it's something that Vladimir Putin does not understand, nor did he ever calculate that into what he's doing here. But I think the Russian military, particularly those younger Russians who are not unlike young American, males.
Yeah.
I don't think that they are up for this fight. I don't think that they feel good about it. Their only advantage is that they have a heck of a lot more troops and weapons and a very sophisticated weapon system. But I think in terms of their purpose, their sense of purpose, their sense of why they're there and fighting is absent. And they're just following orders, doing what you ought to do, according to, the environment that they are part of. And that environment is a very harsh, brutal environment.
Yeah.
When you're in the Russian military, you do what you are told or your things don't end well for you.
Let me ask you about Zelensky's side of the coin here. They have held up far better than they had expected. You've got a very insistent resistance that, I'm sure has taken great losses and experienced great damage, but it still has fight left in it. Is he having any success in convincing the international community to send him ammo or weapons or anything else that he's been begging for the last few days?
Yeah, I think he has had success. And there were one U.S.-based company is trying to ship 1 million AK-47 rounds into the Ukraine. So I think Zelensky has been successful in grabbing people's attention, getting into their hearts, if you will,
yeah,
and convincing them. But the problem is this. Once they're surrounded, how are you going to get it in there?
Yeah. It's got to get.
And that is going to be a real problem.
It's got to get there quick. Well, we'll continue to watch. General, thank you for your analysis. Thank you for being here and for your time.
Good to be with you, Kevin.
Always. General Jerry Boykin here on Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Stay with us. Lots more. Straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in Ukraine are crying out for help. So far, over 1 million people have fled the Russian invasion. Cities are now under siege, and some people are trapped because bridges and other exits have been blocked. Russian President Vladimir Putin says any attempt at a no-fly zone over Ukraine will be considered to be participation in the armed conflict. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Polish foreign minister at the border between Poland and Ukraine. He acknowledged the major role Poland is playing in taking in massive numbers of Ukrainian refugees.
As of today, more than 700,000 people have been forced to flee the violence perpetrated by Russia by crossing the border from Ukraine to Poland.
The meeting came as a brief ceasefire in two Ukrainian cities near the border broke down. The halt in violence was supposed to allow more people to leave. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Here on Saturday nights, we do a variety of things. As you just heard, General Boykin with us giving us the very latest on what is going on in Russia and Ukraine. But there's a lot of domestic politics that are being driven by the international actions, both of the actors in that particular theater and also the world's nations in Europe that we seem to be interacting with and hopefully having impact on. But my grave concern is that we don't really know what we're doing. And I'm curious if my colleague here at the Salem News Channel and on great radio stations across the country each weekday is also able to concur with that. His name is Andrew Wilkow. He is a longtime friend and now, as I said, a broadcast colleague at the Salem News Channel. You see his Wilkow Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Andrew, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the state of things here in the States. We've got the potential of a worldwide conflict. Is America in any shape at all to be taking on any of these big issues?
I have been talking about this with colleagues offline. one of whom works at Breitbart. And there seems to be a split, a three-way split amongst the, you know, the sort of conservative movement and, of course, in media. One, the accused isolationists, right? Like, why do I care about what's going on in Ukraine? The others are the let's do something about it. Let's do something right now. Let's use our military might. Then there's a third group that is neither isolationist nor pacifist and kind of wants to know, well, what does this look like 6 months from now? We have a commander-in-chief who just pulled out of Afghanistan, and it was a disaster. We have a chairman of the Joint Chiefs that told us that he was willing to share information with the Chinese should Donald Trump start whispering in the hallway. All of these things have us a little nervous about this president. And my God, the vice president, if anything were to happen to the president, we have, I think there is a core of us that are neither isolationist nor let's take action now types, and saying, you know what, the American military, as wonderful as it is, and how it can, even though it can achieve any goal that is set for it, it was not designed to occupy and govern. That was one of the things that we hear this a lot from veterans when they went to Iraq and Afghanistan. They were not trained, and their units were not designed to provide water and power and education and essentially law enforcement to occupy and govern. And we don't know what the long term here would be. Would it be nice if we could just fly in more advanced aircraft and wipe out this 40-mile-long convoy and it be over? But nobody thinks it's going to be that simple. This is the Russian military. I'm not saying they're the best of the best of the best, but it's not simplistic either.
Well, let me touch on what you're pointing out there, because I think, you know, obviously in the Trump years, there was a lot of stability to foreign policy and a lot of consistency in messaging. Whether you were China, North Korea, Iran, or Russia, you had a very simple statement coming from Washington: don't mess with America, and we're going to put America first. I thought when I was asked a similar question to what I asked you, I thought this week it's really a twofold question. It's one, should America be involved in these things to begin with? But two, should America be involved in something like this when leadership at the Pentagon and at the White House is what it is? And I would say under this brand of leadership, we have no business doing anything, because these guys couldn't fight their way out of a cereal bowl.
Well, okay. Donald Trump, let me just be a flacky here, right, or flunky, or whatever you want to call it. Donald Trump did not weaken NATO. He exposed its weakness, right? Its weaknesses. The UN Security Council proved to be worthless, right? The UN has been so ineffective here. And is it NATO or America and then a bunch of other countries? Why is it always the United States has to be the first in with the most troops and the most equipment, and everybody else seems to be coming along for the ride, especially in Europe? We've gone to two world wars in Europe already. Why is it always the United States first? Now, of course, we're the biggest, we're the baddest, and that's what some people will say. But if we have the Biden administration and the Washington Free Beacon's all over this, the Washington Examiner's all over this, they're reporting that the Russian negotiators have essentially taken the lead role in the restart of the Iran nuclear deal that Tony Blinken's kind of deferred to the Russians as they're invading Ukraine.
Yeah.
The Washington Free Beacon is also reporting that the Russian Navy, the Russian tankers are helping the Iranians violate oil sanctions. So you want to go, you want to work with the Russians on the Iran nuclear deal while they're undermining American sanctions and invading a peaceful country. This seems like a total failure of Biden's foreign policy. I don't have faith in this team.
I think that there's a lot of Americans that agree with you. Andrew Wilkow, stay with us. We're live. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, and very thankful that we can have great conversations with great minds, people that are thinking these things through at all times. Andrew Wilkow is my guest. I am celebrating his coming to the Salem News Channel family. He has been a veteran over at The Blaze. He's a longtime SiriusXM host, and before that, he made his bones in real-life radio, and he knows the business inside and out. And Andrew is also a friend. We happen to live not far from one another in sometimes even speak at some of the same events.
Yeah, once in a while we get invited to hoity-toity parties when books come out.
And really, the most important thing, Andrew, and I've said this before, is that my Navy fighter pilot brother-in-law happens to be your number one fan. So not me. No, not the brother-in-law. Andrew Wilkow. So in the Navy flight circles, you are quite the thing. Let me ask you about this, though. And I was reminded of in watching specifically President Zelensky in the breakout of the hostilities. He has done more on the world stage with fewer resources at his disposal and really fewer friends on you know, that knew him before this all started than Joe Biden did with the State of the Union this week. And I don't know if that rang any type of poetry into your heart or anything, but did you see anything between the two performances of his speech begging the world to stop the evil versus Joe Biden saying, "Oh, it's all good," that we saw this last week? And how did it resonate with you?
Look, he is, for a guy that was, I guess, by substandard, the Jon Stewart of Ukrainian TV. He kind of played this, you know, political character. He played a fictitious president, maybe more like Julie Louis-Dreyfus and Veep. For him to become president, which probably had a lot of people going, "Oh, great," you know, kind of the way they treated Trump. He's the apprentice guy. He has, to the best of what we see, and I don't claim to be an expert on Ukraine, been unwilling to take what is usually offered to a leader in a moment like this. When Biden said, "I'll give you a ride," he said, "Give me ammo." Right. You know, that he is rallying his people and saying, "I will stay here and I will fight with you," as they hand out weapons to their people. The very weapons that the Democrats say we don't need for our own defense, and right. Who are you? You know, it's kind of a weird thing to watch them praise the ferocious spirit of the Ukrainian people, ready to do whatever it takes, and then we have this little thing that says well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, and they go, "Well, that's crazy talk. We don't need that." Well, the next, you know, if someone says, "What do you need that AR-15 for?" Point at a map of Ukraine.
Yeah, no, that was the main social media meme in the first 48 hours of the conflict, and for just reasons. But, Andrew, let's speak to that for a second, because, you know, in the State of the Union, Joe Biden went all Donald Trump-esque in some ways. He wanted to talk about production in America, and he wanted to talk about funding the police. He wanted to talk about how he supported the freedoms of the Ukrainians, and that, you know, it's always braggadocio balderdash with him as opposed to actual substance. How do you think that was interpreted by Mr. and Mrs. Joe America this week?
Well, first of all, he's used to speaking to half-empty halls, so that was probably his environment. And I remember saying this on the air, my radio program, you know, I'm kind of having a hard time parsing up this speech, because it's just a clip and paste job from every other speech he's given since 2008. You know, we got the dumb joke about the deer in the Kevlar vest. We heard another story about his dad in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We heard another, you know, middle up and bottom out, or whatever that thing is. It was all just, and look, I don't mean to mock the death of Bo Biden, but Bo Biden was a lawyer in the military. He was not in some air fingers, quote, hooch, or anywhere near a burn pit. But he has these general themes that he speaks of every, it's the same stump speech that he's given for probably the past 15 or so years. And it just seems like Ron Klain said, "Okay, that one's good, that one's good, that one's good. We'll put that in there. Now go, put it in the prompter." Because there was nothing original. There was, when he said that Kamala and I have a new vision, "You mean tax and spend? Promise people that there's going to be free stuff? Wow, that's brand new for you Democrats. Tell me more."
No, I know that. And I also thought that the about face on some of the subjects woven in between those things that you were just talking about, I sat there going, does the American public actually think that he's pro-police now? Do they actually think that he really is serious about bringing production jobs, construction, infrastructure, all this stuff to the fore, and doing it in a way that benefits America? Like, there were aspects of what he did that were obviously ploys at Trump talk without being Trump himself.
Well, you know, Bill Clinton used to go, "Well, what do people like about Republicans? You know, what is it? What can I steal from them? If they had a good idea, he'd make it his own." So
you know, as the poll numbers for the Democrats crater, as his poll numbers crater, you go, okay, well, clearly defund the police. That didn't work. Let's get rid of that. He's like, people don't like masks. Did you notice? Where was Anthony Fauci? I was waiting for the shout. I mean, and look, it's standard fare, right? Presidents bring in notable people. They get their standing ovation, and then they move on. Why no Anthony Fauci?
Yeah,
if Anthony Fauci is the savior of the republic, he saved us from COVID, right? I mean, mask, don't mask, take a vaccine. No, wait, it doesn't really work, and it doesn't stop the spread, even though Biden said it did. Why wasn't Anthony Fauci given his due in front of the voting public? Because, again, he's looking at what's popular, what's unpopular, and he's taking from, you're right, he's taking from Trump. People don't like Anthony Fauci anymore. They don't like masks anymore. They don't like defund the police. They don't like high gas prices. They don't like inflation. So he's out there trying to get in front of these things. Go, look at me. I'm bringing down gas prices. I got a plan for inflation. We're gonna fund the police. And, you know, hey, masks are over. I mean, vote for me. Vote for my friends here. I think they're just trying to salvage what's left. I think the buzzer's about to sound, and they're throwing the ball from half court.
No, I think that you're right. Last series of thoughts here, Andrew. What is the most pressing thing that people of good conscience and common sense need to do between now and November?
And look, I understand people are busy. They've got lives to lead. They can't spend all their time on politics. But pay attention to the upstart conservative candidates who are deadly serious about changing Washington. It can't be 5 or 6 seats in the House of Representatives and 2 seats in the Senate. It's got to be something bigger than 1994.
Yeah.
We have to find real conservatives and push them to the fore.
I think that you're right. Speaking of which, friends, stay right where you are, because in hour two, Kathy Barnett, who's running for the Senate,
she's one of them.
She's one of them that we need to
she's
help
one
get
of them.
There. Andrew Wilkow, all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Music Spotlight tonight with Micah Tyler.
The verdict was guilty. Case closed. The end. No chance for me to ever leave this prison of my sin. Now I know it might sound crazy, but one day a key unlocked that cell. I heard a small voice say your debt's been paid by somebody else. And now I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness, guilt, and love is grip on me. When mercy Jesus and my feet, and now I'm walking, walking, walking free. Now I ain't nothing perfect. I still stumble every single day. I still get knocked down, but the difference now is that's not where I stay. Cause I got a Savior who knows everywhere I've been, and he's telling me that I never have to go back there again. So now I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness, guilt, and love is grip on me. When mercy calls my name, I'll change the end of the day. And now I'm walking, walking, walking free. To the one with regret, look up and see your victory is just up ahead. Cause there is a Savior who knows every way you've been, and he's telling you that you never have to go back there again. So if you know that you never have to go back there again, this thing I'm walking, walking,
of Micah Tyler, climbing the charts very quickly, I might add, and I believe soon may be a number one song in the country. It's currently in the top 10. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, hour number two of Radio Night Live straight ahead, including Kathy Barnett.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.